Today, South Korea's President Lee Myung-bak's newly installed administration, well, it's hanging on by a thread following violent protests on Sunday involving thousands outraged over the proposal to overturn a five-year ban on imported U.S. beef. For weeks, South Koreans have been marching, motivated by fears of tainted American beef, potentially carrying mad cow disease. Opposition politicians are threatening to boycott parliament, and several members of the ruling party have offered their resignation today. Also expected today is another protest, which could draw as many as 1 million people.
All over U.S. beef?
All over U.S. beef.
Like hamburgers?
Like hamburgers.
Like ribs and...
16 pounds... for each South Korean a year. That's how much they eat of beef. Joining us from Seoul is the BBC's John Sudworth. And good morning, John. Thanks for joining us, or I should say good evening there. The World Organization for Animal Health has certified that U.S. beef providers, their standards are sufficient to control the risk of mad cow disease. The Korean public, well, they're not buying it, are they?
No, they're not. They do eat a lot of beef here, it's true, and they also pay some of the highest prices in the world for their beef. And that's one of the arguments that's being made, that if they did open the market to US beef once again, prices would fall. So you have the very odd position of tens of thousands of people out on the streets. I've just come back, actually, from the demonstration taking place right in front of our office. And the organizers are saying this will be one of the biggest ones yet. They're predicting 1 million people nationwide out on the streets today. And essentially, critics of what's going on will say these people are essentially demonstrating in favor of continuing to pay high prices for beef. But you're right. The World Organization for Animal Health, that's an intergovernmental body that does the science and decides whether or not various agricultural products are fit for export, has deemed that the US does have the necessary safeguards. So there is something else going on, and some people have speculated that it is a little bit more political than first meets the eye.
Well, John, and what are some of those issues, John?
Well, on face value, if you speak to the protesters, they do say this is about food safety. In particular, they focus on imports of beef from US cattle aged over 30 months, which they say will expose the country to an unacceptable risk of mad cow disease. In fact, there have been rumours here widely circulated on the internet and amongst the protesters themselves that Americans don't eat beef from cattle aged over 30 months. All the evidence shows that that's complete nonsense. Americans eat large quantities of beef from older cattle, considered perfectly safe. So it is something else. And some people have said that this is really an issue about the timing and the political management. Don't forget that politicians in Washington were threatening to scupper the free trade agreement between the US and South Korea unless this ban on US beef was lifted. The new president, very keen to get this FTA, this free trade agreement through, duly obliged, lifted the beef ban. And I think people feel that perhaps it's been done without enough regard to the sensitivities of the issue, that it's been done for something more political. And I think that's what's angered a lot of people.
Is it nationalism, though? Because there's something a little bit counterintuitive about millions of people in the streets at this point in history protesting and insisting on paying higher prices for food. That's exactly what's going on here.
Well, it is remarkable, especially when you think just a few miles away across the North Korean border, we're told that the country there is on the brink of famine. Some people are saying that there is a political edge to this, that it may be about the opposition that lost the last election. Don't forget, Lee Myung-bak was swept into power, essentially trouncing the liberal opposition.
And he was certainly very, very popular. Just very quickly, John, do you think he's going to survive? You have his prime minister offering to resign and others. Just a few seconds here.
Yeah, I think his survival is assured. This is a crisis, but one that people think with the right amount of reshuffling and political expertise can be got through.
The BBC's John Sudworth reporting from Seoul, South Korea. Thank you.
Where the beef is. That's where the beef is.